But I talked to Roger Chang right now from CNET. You know, QAnon keeps coming up. It came up last night in the town hall with President Trump where he refused to directly disavow himself from QAnon. He said they're against pedophilia and that's a good thing. And so I just thought maybe sometimes words or movements or stories get out ahead of us and we end up talking like we all know what we're talking about and maybe we don't. So what is QAnon to help us understand that and what social media is doing about it? We turn to Roger. Roger, welcome to WGN.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. Okay, nice to talk to you again. Just give me a little primer here. What is QAnon and where does it come from?
So QAnon is this sort of vast conspiracy theory that really started on the message boards, but it's really kind of leaked out into the real world. You'll see protests, you'll see folks holding up signs with, you know, referencing Q, supposedly the original person who posted something. It really stemmed from claims that Hillary Clinton, that there was a case of a potential cross-border run by Hillary Clinton, something, you know, that's pretty much unfounded. And it's really devolved into this vast conspiracy theory that alleges that the Democratic Party and Hollywood elites are running some sort of underground pedophilia ring, and that President Trump is the sole savior trying to fight this vast conspiracy theory. So again, I can't impress upon you enough that there is no evidence of any of this. It sounds insane, but it has picked up a lot of steam over the last few years.
Is this related, or was its origins in the pizza shooting? Did it come? Was that from Q, or was that something else?
So Pizzagate, in which someone went into a pizza parlor in Washington and shot up employees there, is very related. It actually preceded the rise of QAnon.
Okay.
But it was sort of the same idea that, you know, that children were somehow being exploited or held captive, and the person, the shooter, thought he was doing something heroic. Turned out, obviously, there were no captured children, but it's sort of the same take, the same thing. That's why you see these folks holding signs that say, you know, save the children, and why President Trump referred to, you know, the fight against pedophilia. Of course, I think everyone can agree universally that we want to protect our children and pedophilia, but this conspiracy theory goes way beyond that to the point of outlandishness, that when you really dig into it, when you just sort of look at it from the surface, if you're driving along, you see signs that say save the children, you know, you don't know anything else, you think, well, yeah,
right,
that's something I agree with.
And,
but as you dig deeper into the conspiracy theory, you realize how loony a lot of this sounds.
And tell me who Q is. Q is someone in the government who's revealing the secrets?
So Q, no one really knows who Q is. And we're not sure if it's an individual or a group. There have been a couple of names bandied about. Q is really a reference to the clearance code that you would have at the Department of Energy. It's the clearance for top secret information, and so it's sort of it's a shorthand for, you know, having inside knowledge.
So, and it started with some guy posting on some board and identifying himself as Q, right?
Exactly.
Okay.
Right. One of the message boards, one of the sort of the ones that are the darker corners of the internet, posting something about Hillary Clinton. A lot of this had to do with conspiracy theories that spun off of the emails that were hacked and leaked during the previous election, and it kind of stemmed from that.
Okay. So, and there's never been a shred of evidence to support anything that Q believes?
There has not. No, like, I would impress upon people again that this is completely unfounded, that the FBI has even said or labeled QAnon as a group that is, you know, a threat to the country. So, really, there's... it's fascinating that it's taken or it's grown to the point that it has, but really there is no evidence of any of this actually happening.
I read somewhere, here it is, and then we'll talk about social media, but membership of QAnon groups on Facebook grew 120% in March. So it started on these sort of backroom chats and has now found its way to mainstream social media, right? And that's where it's begun to grow faster and faster. Do we know who these, I mean, it's just, it, when you look at what it is, it's just so not believable. It's hard to understand how people fall for it.
Yeah, you have to keep in mind that there are a number of different conspiracy theories. It has sort of spread from just that simple Hollywood elite deep state conspiracy theory to other things. You know, there's another theory out about the Navy SEALs team that killed Osama bin Laden, that somehow they were all exposed and they were all killed. That's clearly been disproven, they're all still alive and accounted for. There are some wackier streams that the belief that John F. Kennedy Jr. is somehow still alive and is somehow going to come back. You make the great point about it sort of spreading into mainstream social networks. Facebook in particular, when Facebook went from sort of public news feeds to really focus in on private groups, I think that's what helped QAnon really grow. The pushing of these private groups, a lot of them were kind of locked down. It was harder to figure out what they were actually talking about. I think that's where a lot of these ideas fomented and really gained momentum.
And so Facebook is cracking down. The latest we heard was YouTube, right? Is not going to publish videos related to QAnon?
Exactly. Facebook, Twitter had done this over the summer. Facebook just a few weeks ago had taken a much more aggressive stand. So not just QAnon content that incited violence, but actually just all QAnon content. Likewise, YouTube has done the same. Is trying to go after folks, sort of individuals as well. So the social networks have really tried to step up their combat of this because they're trying to tackle misinformation, and there's just a lot of wildly inaccurate information being spread out by these conspiracy theories.
And what's kind of weird about it is it's a conspiracy theory or group without a structure, right? There's no cabal that's created this, as far as we know. That they fed off of each other.
Exactly. You know, again, I don't know if it was an individual.
Well, someone started it, sure.
Someone, an individual started it, but it sort of evolved to be maybe a group of folks who, you know, identify as Q at this point. But you're right. There is no real structure. It's very loose, but it has taken legs in the real world where you see them at protests. You see people holding these signs up saying Q sent me, and it's fascinating to see.
All right, so let's go to the Hunter Biden Twitter thing, right? The New York Post writes a story about Hunter Biden. Twitter takes it down, and now Dorsey's apologizing, or what's that about?
Yeah, so this was an article where it was called into question. Some of the validity of the article was called into question. Some of the sourcing, there were a lot of folks who sort of questioned, you know, how the facts and the details of the article. But as regards to social media, yeah, Twitter sort of took it down or limited its reach. Likewise, Facebook did the same thing. Twitter initially just sort of cut off access and prevented folks from even retweeting it. The link wouldn't show up if you tried to retweet it. And they didn't offer a lot of clarity at first. They eventually said that they stopped it because it included hacked information. And Facebook still hasn't really offered an explanation for why they limited the access. But obviously this drew to ire a lot of conservatives, of folks who are Republicans, of the Trump campaign, accusing Facebook and Twitter of censoring. This has obviously been a long-running theme that they've talked about over the last year, censoring conservative voices. What was particularly jarring was, you know, this was not an individual. This was not some kooky conspiracy theory. They did censor a publication, and so that was potentially a worrisome precedent, and really kind of throws into question how exactly these companies are figuring out what they're doing, whether they've got some sort of set plan or if it's sort of kind of on the fly.
It seems like it's on the fly, doesn't it?
It does a little bit because Twitter didn't offer a lot of guidance initially. And again, Jack Dorsey, the CEO, apologized for the lack of transparency. There's definitely a lot of questions that move raised.
Roger Chang is an editor at CNET. Roger, you helped a lot with your explanations today. Thank you.
Of course, anytime.
You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN.